Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with a G with another electric edition of Vegas Nonstop. In studio with us today, superfan Tom White.
Hey, long-time caller, first-time listener.
Two-time Grammy nominee and international vocalist Clint Holmes.
Oh, wondering what I'm doing here.
And running the Goat Rodeo with me for the last 9.5+ years, the master of mayhem, the ambassador of fun, and the... Wizard of Whoopi, Jonathan J. Scott.
Wow. Thank you, Jeffrey with the G Line one. Go ahead.
Clint started laughing and I forgot everything.
That's just great.
I think Goat Rodeo threw him off.
Good morning, Las Vegas. We hope you have an exciting weekend planned. We've got a pair of show tickets to give away at our VegasNonstop.com website. And discount tickets for sale for Human Nature with, I think they just celebrated like their 10,000th show. Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men, here's what's happening this weekend. If you love festivals, then this is the weekend in Las Vegas for you. We have to start with Alien Stock, which started as a joke and has turned into a crazy event with live music and otherworldly fun that's happening here at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center as the Bud Light Area 51 celebration with lots of Green Day glow. And in Rachel, Nevada, with groups of campers and lots of music just off Route 375.
Route
375?
Yeah.
Net route?
Route.
Yeah. Estimates of attendees range from a few thousand to 50,000 out in the desert with snakes, insects, cattle, cowboys, and who knows, maybe little green men from Mars. Base camp is in Hyco, Nevada, about 40 miles from Rachel. Ironically, Green Day is one of the headliners, along with the Backstreet Boys, Def Leppard, Zac Brown Band, Casey Elephant, and Tim McGraw at the iHeart Radio Music Festival this weekend at T-Mobile Arena. Tickets start at $86.75.
Oh, I thought they were headlining.
I know, that would have been better. That would have been better. If they had Green Day,
Is this really going down? These people are going to storm Area 51 today?
Yeah. This weekend. Yeah.
Today.
Today's
the day.
Today's the day.
How many of them are going to get shot?
They don't know. Well, how many aliens are going to show up is what I want to know.
Shot, did you say? Yeah.
Shot.
If you're an alien, please let us know. We're live on Facebook right now.
God, I hope not.
This is going to be a bunch of stone people walking up to the gate, and somebody with a gun, rifle's going to, and a uniform's going to say, "I'm sorry, you can't get any further." Oh, okay. Can we hang here?
But if they storm in numbers, they've already been warned numerous times that the military will take necessary precautions.
Oh, for the storming Area 51.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the best alien story that I have.
And Budweiser just issued their own alien beer.
Oh, they did?
That just hit the market yesterday.
And there's alien tequila. Our friend George Harris has alien tequila.
Yeah, there's a lot of
alien. Here's my favorite alien story that was told to me by an actor named Tony Lobianco. We've had Tony on the show.
I know Tony. I remember Tony.
I love Tony. He's a good guy.
Tony's a great guy. He told me a story that he was friends with Jackie Gleason's daughter.
Okay.
And Jackie Gleason was good friends with Richard Nixon. Now, I started telling this story to Dan Aykroyd, and Dan Aykroyd stopped me. You know, Dan's a big...
Boy, this is a name-dropping thing, isn't it?
I know. So Richard Nixon took Jackie Gleason, Area 51, took him in an elevator 7 stories down, went in a little room, and pulled out a drawer and showed him the aliens. Aykroyd stopped me before I finished the story, so I mean, this story's been going around for a long time. In Evanston, Illinois, there's a place called the Center for UFO Studies.
Way to go there, Dickie boy.
He's got, since the 1950s, there's files and files of UFOs. So, you know,
I think the Navy just came out the other day and actually admitted that there are that they do have a UFO file, an alien file of some kind.
There have been people put to death in this country with less evidence than there is of the existence of aliens. That's a true fact.
Anyway, Life is Beautiful Festival always makes me feel old because I haven't heard any of the musical acts. Like, tell me if you guys have heard this. Walk the Moon is the name of the band.
Yeah, but how about you use the headliners?
Well, these are the headliners. I said more aliens. Walk the Moon. 17-year-old Billie Eilish.
With me.
Yeah, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah,
she's got one of the hottest songs out there right now.
Okay, again, I feel the regrets.
Ish.
I've had a few,
but then again, too few to mention. Janelle Monáe.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, for sure.
So you guys know who these people are. Okay, here's a few
How
that I've heard of.
How about you go
of.
With the big names?
The Black Keys, I've heard of.
Obviously.
Post Malone, I've heard of.
Yes. Yeah.
And Chance the Rapper, which I thought was the Vegas Golden Knights mascot.
How about the Muse? How about the Muse and Cage the Elephant? 2 Chainz.
I've heard of Cage the Elephant.
Lord, Blink 182, Cascade.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. The Revivalists, I love those guys.
And these are all the guys that are storming Area 51?
No, this
Wiz
is
Khalifa.
Life is Beautiful. Oh. LIB tickets are only $145 per day.
A day, yeah. Correct.
Or $315 for a 3-day pass.
What a bagging.
Okay, Saturday, 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., I'm coming back to Earth as I know it with Tony Award winner Ben Vereen stepping out at the Smith Center.
I'm going
to
go see Ben right after
gonna
this.
Go see Ben
Vereen is still around?
Rehearsal. Yeah, oh,
and I know what
very
you
much.
Have in
Dancing?
Common with Ben Vereen.
We have a love of Sammy.
Yeah, exactly. I saw Ben Vereen in Pippin.
He still dances?
Me too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great entertainer. He's a good buddy. I'm going to go hang at rehearsal.
He always reminded
me. Hang at rehearsal, and then
I just saw,
Sunday.
For some reason, the Fosse Verdon series that was on, right?
Yeah.
Got me going on all the Fosse films, so I just saw All That Jazz a month ago,
great.
And he's so fantastic.
Yeah, Ben's wonderful. He's a great guy, too. It's a fun hang.
Sunday, 7:30 p.m., Crystal Gayle appears at South Point Showroom. Again, these are acts that I know about. Wednesday, 8 p.m., my favorite male vocalist other than Clint Holmes, Tony Bennett, sings our favorites from the Great American Songbook at the Venetian Hotel with tickets starting at only $49.95, which I think is
it's a great deal to see
great
Tony.
Price to go see Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
After Tony, one of my favorite shows at Cabaret Jazz, the Composer Showcase, featuring all original songs performed mostly by the songwriters. Tickets are only $25. Songs range from Broadway musical theater to R&B, rock, country, and everything in between. Produced by Keith Thompson, Composer Showcase features the best of the best talent in Las Vegas. If it's not sold out, do yourself a favor. Buy tickets.
One of the great nights. One of the great things that happens in this city, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Composer Showcase.
It's my favorite show every month.
Yeah.
If it's comedy or after, Kathleen Madigan returns to the Mirage with her Hot Dogs and Angels tour. Tickets start at $32.69. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. George Wallace, again, one of the best stand-up comics of all time. America's Got Talent contestant Vicki Barbalax starts her Trailer Park Tuesdays at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. Tuesdays, 8 p.m. through November 12th. Tickets are only $25. We went and saw Penn and Teller last week. And highly recommend the show as another must-see show in Las Vegas. Whether you're a local or a tourist, Penn and Teller are always freshening their show with new tricks to amaze and amuse. Penn Jillette and Mike Davis perform an hour of piano and upright jazz before the show. An hour, just straight through. That's as good as any jazz you're going to hear anywhere in
Mike
town.
Mike Jones.
Penn and Teller, Rio Hotel and Casino. Dionne Warwick starts her new residency at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace with tickets starting at $125 for this intimate experience to find out what you get when you fall in love.
Oh, that's good.
Who wrote that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, I know.
Wednesday, Rod Stewart returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's through October 5th. Santana's back at the House of Blues. Smokey Robinson performing his Motown hits at the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas. Also on Saturday, 10,000 Maniacs at the Cannery. Peebo Bryson is at the Orleans. In our What's Eating You department, Jeffrey with a G.
Yes.
Tuesday, 6 p.m. I need your help on this one. Honey Salt on Rampart is offering a taste of Cape Cod dinner.
Yeah.
Serving up fried whole belly clams.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that for me?
Sure. Fried whole belly clams are basically, and Bobby knows, coming from Boston, New England, these are technically what are called either Ipswich clams or piss clams or soft shell clams, because it's a white soft shell clam, and the clam has a little pichadrul that comes out the side there that looks like a little peeper, and so they call them piss clams, and they're delicious. So you steam the clams open, you peel the outer layer off, you dip it in a broth to rinse it, and then in the butter, and then boom, down the hatch. Or a lot of people will take it, and then they'll dredge it in flour and fry it, and then you're served in a red and white cone on the boardwalk on Cape Cod with tartar sauce, and you get fried clams.
Oof.
They are amazing.
A warm Maine lobster roll.
Yeah.
No, for those that don't know what a lobster roll is.
There's two kinds of lobster rolls from New England. There's the Boston kind, which is a cold lobster salad. Very few ingredients. Mayonnaise, salt, pepper, lemon, celery, and a split-top roll. Period. Don't mess with it. A warm roll is more of a Connecticut-style roll where they poach the lobster in butter and then put it on a roll with some lettuce. Also very good. I could eat either one, but I prefer the cold one from Boston.
All right, help me out with this one. A Chatham seafood boil and stone fruit spoon bread.
Okay, so Chatham is an area on Cape Cod. stone fruit is not very common to New England, and fruit bread sort of speaks for itself. It might be an old
fruit spoon bread.
Maybe you eat it with a spoon. I don't know. I'm not familiar. Seafood boil, I know. Basically, you're taking a bag with a lobster, some potatoes, some mussels, some clams, and probably an ear of corn. And it goes into a bag. It goes right into the pot.
Right.
And 10 minutes later, you take it out, you cut it open, and you go to town. You have a good time.
Wow.
Lemon and butter are definitely recommended, and that's all you need.
That's at Honey Salt on Rampart. $65 with wine pairings, an extra $25.
It's a great deal. I know. Listen, you know I'm in the seafood business, all right? Ipswich clams alone, if we sell a gallon of fresh Ipswich clams, they can run about $150 to $160.
Wow.
Yeah.
And those are, again, called piss clams?
Piss clams, Ipswich clams. Yeah, I mean,
if you call them piss clams, it's their buck.
But if you're from there, you know what people are talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you what they look like.
Marriage can be murder at the D Las Vegas. We'll get into the Area 51 Storming Spirit with this weekend with three alien-themed performances of their interactive murder mystery dinner show with a menu of Big Bang Beef, Planet Earth Pork, and Cosmic Cheese Tortellini. Guests can get 25% off for these shows with the code STORMTHED. That's Marriage Can Be Murder at the D Las Vegas.
There's your piss clam, buddy. You see the little pee-pee hanging out?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You know, of all the names they could have come up with, I guess that's the most palatable.
Yeah. You have to realize people in Boston are very direct, all right? They see a clam, something that looks like a pee-pee sticking out, they're going to call it a piss clam. Put it in the pot and let's eat it. Like, that's all. It's not hard to think about.
I told you, I just got hip to Bill Burr. I never watched watched all three of his specials on
he's
Netflix.
He's a very funny Boston guy.
Join me, Jonathan Scott, and our funny, intelligent friends for Monday Night Football pregame podcast at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn. And this week we've got the Chicago Bears against the Washington Redskins, Clint's favorite team, Redskins. Brand new high-definition TV monitors. Porchlight Grill serves up a special football menu of comfort food mostly made from scratch in an upscale tavern setting. Comfy couches, $3 beers, $3 hot dogs, drink specials, plenty of gaming. Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango, and we start at 5 p.m. We've got a pair of show tickets to give away at our website at VegasNonstop.com. Check out our new T-shirts. We've got discount tickets again for Human Nature, Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men, and enter our weekly ticket giveaway. Watch Vegas Nonstop on our new Roku channel, Primetime. Listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and, of course, on our website, VegasNonstop.com. That's it for the announcements.
That's all the time we have for today.
October 25th, mark your calendar, save the date. Our friend Clint Holmes is going to be at Green Valley Ranch.
Yes, he is. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get my old band back together, you know.
Santa Fe?
Well, almost. You know, remember Rocco?
Yeah,
Rocco and Pablo and all the O's. And Christian's flying in from the South where he moved to. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that show.
And I read that one of your featured vocalists, Neubel, is doing something at the library, I think, this weekend.
This weekend, and I can't go because I'm going to my wife's show at the Starbright.
Her band is called The Hot House?
The Hot House. It's a gypsy kind of a
Django Reinhardt. Kind of music.
Yeah, you should go and tell me how it is. I'm really, any other situation, I would go.
Do you know when it is?
I know it's Saturday night. That's all I know. It's Saturday night. And Neubel's spectacular.
Yeah.
Kelly just had a birthday, didn't she?
Kelly, oh boy, did she.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures. I'm sorry we weren't in town, but it looked like a great old time.
Boy, it was unbelievable. First, it started at Monday night at the Bootlegger, where it was packed and crazy. And then Wednesday night at the Tuscany, which is their Wednesday gig, they brought chairs in from every other place in the hotel. I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
It was unbelievable. Stacking chairs everywhere. It was an incredible party. People love my wife, and I'm very gratified by that. And
rightfully so. Yeah, she's a doll.
She is. She's great.
My favorite Kelly story is when we were all doing Night of a Thousand Stars, but
Toys for Tots,
and it was a tribute to the Beatles. Las Vegas loves the Beatles, and Kelly, as those that know her, she does characters and costumes, and she decided to be Ringo.
Yep,
and she dressed up as Ringo, and I don't know if it was the day before, but 2 days before, she broke her foot, and showed up to the show. And I said, Kel, how are you going to play the drums with a broken foot? And Kelly, being from New Jersey, looked at me and said, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
And she got behind the drums and played the drums. And
then I had to carry her home. But that's it.
That's your wife. That's
give her a wig. She'll give you an hour.
Joe Spaghetti Moretti. If she could only play the trumpet.
Exactly.
Only play the trumpet. Anyway, I think we should take our first commercial break now, and then we're going to come back and talk about Redskins versus the Bears on Monday night. We're going to go through all the NFL games and who's already clinched in baseball. So you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Stay right where you is.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey, football fans, Jonathan Scott here, inviting you to join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at 4 p.m. for a live pregame podcast party at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango. The Porchlight Grill is an upscale tavern and non-smoking restaurant serving homemade food with 99% of the menu made from scratch, high-definition TVs, oversized couches, and it's neatly tucked away in the shopping center on Desert Inn in Durango. Porchlight Grill's friendly bartenders serve local brews on tap and a wide variety of comfort food and drink with plenty of action on 15 multi-denominational video games. Enjoy Monday Night Football with me, Jonathan Scott, and our crew of comedians, performers, athletes, and celebrities at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango, Monday's pregame podcast party. Porchlight Grill, an upscale Las Vegas tavern.
Hey Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Alien stock going on this weekend all over town. And so if you see little green men, please say hello, buy them a drink, and welcome up.
Oh, that's why you did Star Trek.
Yeah.
Jeffrey clues in. Film at 11.
Courtesy of Bobby Machado, board operator Bobby Machado.
What about that other show that was on TV? My Martian, My Little Martian.
My favorite Martian.
Ray Walston
and Bill Bixby.
Like, don't ruin it.
Ray Walston.
Bill Bixby, favorite theme song.
Bill Bixby, the Incredible Hulk.
About my best friend.
Yep.
Wasn't he the Incredible Hulk?
Courtship of Eddie's father.
That's Bill Bixby, right?
Yes. That was Bill Bixby.
And he was the Incredible Hulk?
He was the Incredible Hulk.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Lou Ferrigno played the Hulk, and Bill Bixby played Bruce Banner. It was Bruce Banner there in that series.
The Incredible Hulk. TV shows for theme songs for 400
hours. That was the best TV ever. 70s and 80s television is the best.
My favorite Martian. My mother, the car was on around that.
I can't tell you how many times I'm laying on the sofa and the remote's 5 feet away that I wish I had that little finger thing that Ray Walston had in My Favorite Martian.
Yeah.
Just to levitate it and pull it over. Yeah.
Did you say my mother's a car?
Yeah.
That's my mother. That was a show?
Jerry Van Dyke.
Is that Dick's brother?
Dick Van Dyke's brother.
Yes.
Was also in Coach.
I remember Coach. Yeah. That was the White Shadow. That, oh, no, I'm thinking of the White Shadow.
Yeah, that's sorry. Ken Howard.
I loved him. He died recently, right?
A couple years back.
A couple years back, yeah.
That was one of my favorite shows, the White Shadow.
He was
SAG
president for a couple years as well.
He was what?
Ken Howard was the president of the Screen Actors Guild. So, okay. Yeah,
I wouldn't touch it if I were you, but there you go. Okay, it's still working. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. We're also live on Facebook, and you can find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Spotify, Google Play, Alexa, and Amazon.
Good Lord.
And at a theater near you. At a theater near you.
If you ask nicely, we'll come and sit in the back seat of your car and redo the show.
So let's talk about Major League Baseball because, of course, the Yankees have clinched in their division.
Last night they clinched with their 100th win of the year. Very impressive, obviously. Team is looking very good. They just got back Luis Severino, one of their top pitchers in the league and certainly at the top of their rotation. However, they did lose their other pitcher, Herman. Herman. I guess he violated the MLB domestic violence protocol, and we will not be seeing Mr. Herman for the rest of the season.
Betances is hurt.
Dellin Betances, who's sort of like the closer before Chapman, he's like your eighth inning guy who is a monster physically and throws absolute gas. He just came back and partially tears his ACL. Oh. I believe he'll be done for the year. So some good news and some bad news for the Yankees. They clinched the division. They got Stanton back. I don't know if that's a good thing. I really don't.
He's only played like 12 games in the whole season.
I got to tell you, this team plays so much better without him. They have so much young talent on this team that have done so well while the big stars have been out. And some of the veterans, like a guy, you know, it's funny. You never hear anyone talking about a guy like Brett Gardner. Right. All this guy does is leg out everything. He gives you the best at bats. He leads off. He'll get you a hit. He'll steal a base. He plays a great left field when he has to. And, those are the guys you want in the postseason that are going to come through and sort of bind the team together and make those plays when you need them. Unfortunately, it's not usually the superstars.
Well, and that's a good point. These guys have been struggling through it. Well, not struggling, but playing through it all year.
Yeah.
You know, just plug it in. Well, okay, this guy's injured. And now, you know, arguably their biggest star comes back who hasn't played all year. It could disrupt the chemistry.
I totally agree. And listen, he's a guy that needs reps to sort of get into his rhythm with swinging. He's a big guy. He's a big home run hitter. But remember now,
they got a ridiculous lineup.
Do you think it's going to be Yankees Dodgers?
I do not.
I was just going to ask that question. What's the suspense here, and why can't we just cut to the Yankees Dodgers in the World Series?
Oh, I don't even think it's close to that. First of all, the Astros are going to have something to say about this. A couple of years removed from their own World Series champion, and they also just had their 100th win yesterday too. And trust me, they have no problem with their pitching rotation with a couple guys named Verlander, Greinke, and Cole.
Dodgers have clinched.
A lot of them have clinched. But, you know, Clint and I were just talking off air. They're having a real problem with their middle relief and their closer right now.
Yeah.
And as we all know, you get into the postseason, everything tightens up, man. You're not facing the fourth or fifth guy on the team. You're facing the one and two guy on the team. The best stuff, the best junk. And managers are keeping their starters in there for shorter periods of time. Obviously, it depends on who's pitching, you know. If Verlander's, you know, going six strong and he's coasting, they're not going to pull him. But it's just a different time of year and different things happen, man.
Yeah.
Well, Dodgers and Yankees are the only ones that have clinched so far.
Have clinched their divisions?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know that Houston's going to make the postseason. We know the Twins are going to make the postseason.
Atlanta.
We know that Oakland's going to make the postseason. Atlanta's going to make the postseason. Where we're looking at the National League is there's four teams, right? Who's going to win? Is it the Central? With St. Louis, Milwaukee, and the Cubbies?
Yeah, let's talk about that game last night.
They're all separated by two games.
Jeffrey and I were watching Cubs and Cardinals last night.
Yeah, the Cubs are down at home, 4-1 going to the bottom of the ninth. They tie it with three runs, unbelievably, against St. Louis's closer. And then they bring in my good friend from Boston, Mr. Kimbrell, and his, what'd you call it, the Scarecrow?
That whole thing, yeah.
That's the weirdest posture I've ever seen.
And he gives up a solo home run to Carlos Martinez. No, that's not what I said earlier. Matt Carpenter.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Carlos Martinez was pitching for the Cubs.
And my line to you is, now you know what it's like to feel like a Cubs fan.
But you're talking to a Red Sox fan, so I've been there.
Yeah.
Just not as long as you have.
Yeah, because Jeffrey texted me, whoa, are you watching the Cubs? And I'm like, yeah, I'm watching it. I'm not going to get too excited. I'm not going to get excited because we're used to disappointment. And so
I understand. I understand.
How many games are left? 10?
10, maybe. I mean, the Dodgers have already played 153 games, so they only have 9 games left. We're looking at 9-10 games pretty much, and it's really that National League Central between the Cards, the Cubbies, and the Brewers is really going to decide how the rest of the divisions and wild card play out in the National League. And it's funny is, you know, Clint and I were just talking, the Brewers lost not only their best player,
maybe
the reigning NL MVP from last year in Christian Yelich, who took a really freaky foul ball off the top of his kneecap and cracked his kneecap. I can't even imagine how painful that is. They've been the hottest team. They're 9-1 over the last 10, and they're going to have a say in how that division goes down and how the wild card plays out.
Now, when these teams have clinched, will they start resting players?
I would think some of them would, but you never want – listen, here's my philosophy, and I know Bill Belichick thinks the same way, whether it's preseason or postseason or late in the year. You never want to take your foot completely off the pedal.
Right.
Ever. Ever, ever. These guys still want to get reps. They want to see balls. They want to get their timing down. You know, they want to get out there and stay limber.
How about pitchers? The starting pitchers, maybe give them 5 innings?
Yeah, 5. I mean, let them stay loose. Let them get a feel for it, especially if they potentially may be playing an opponent in the postseason, you know? If it's late in the season and Milwaukee's playing the Cubbies, well, that could be your first round matchup, you know? So I'm going to keep my guys out there for 4 or 5 innings, let them see what's going on, how the plays play out, and just sort of stay fresh, if you will.
Is the Bob Uecker still announcing?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think he still is for him. Once in a while, I think he still does them.
So everyone wants to see the Dodgers and the Yankees, obviously, as does MLB, clearly, because the ratings would be through the roof.
Yep.
And I said it from the beginning of the season. I'll say it again now. I think it's Houston and Atlanta.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That's going to save me a lot of time.
I really do. I love this Atlanta team. If you haven't watched this young kid, Acuna, play,
he's an absolute monster.
He just crushed his 45th home run of the year, a 478-foot blast.
Wow.
They have the pitching. They have the closer. They have the youngsters. They play small ball like they do in the National League. They have no problem bunting runners, creating runs, sacrificing. They play great defense, and their pitching isn't an issue. So I really like this team, and they're doing a great job. I mean, we talk about all the other teams. The Braves have won 94 games. Okay, they're going to win close to 100 games this year.
And interestingly, they're about even home and away.
That's exactly right. So which is huge, as you know, in the postseason. Yep. They're not afraid to come into someone else's backyard and take you out to the woodshed. And they do it often.
Interesting. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Any other baseball you want to talk about?
I think that's really it for now.
Talking about the Padres?
There's a name you don't hear all that time, all that often, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
I will say this about the Dodgers: when you look at when you look at their numbers simply statistically, their runs against versus run for, 241 differential.
Wow.
That's unheard of, literally unheard of. I mean, they've put up 832 runs, but they've easily allowed the fewest runs in baseball with 591. The question becomes: is that attributed to their pitching, starting or otherwise, or is that just great defense, a combination of both? We know pitching and defense wins in the postseason.
Also, they're in a weak division.
They are, but listen, Arizona's come on strong, or stronger as of late.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though. They don't have a lot of competition.
Right, and a lot of their games are in division, but remember,
they also have to travel to Colorado, which is like pinball stadium. Balls are flying out, but I just think it's something to note, that differential of 241. I don't know who's even close to that.
Who are their top three pitchers? Bueller?
Kershaw.
Bueller.
And then...
See, they have that kind of rotation that could match up with the Astros.
Right.
You know? So they're one of the few. I mean, you know what's funny is the closest one to them would be the Yankees with 203. But the Yankees do it the other way. They score so many runs at 903, but they've given up 705, which is 115 or 16 runs more than the Dodgers.
No, I was watching a Dodger game last week, and Kershaw was pitching. And I hadn't really watched him, but it's... The first three times he pitched, I'm thinking, that's a balk.
Because
he has a double hitch on his leg. He'll pull it up, he'll drop it down.
And they're not calling
it? Apparently, it's not a balk, but it sure looked like it to me.
Yeah, he's been doing it for 100 years. You know,
it sure looked like it to me, and I thought, wow, that's a really intriguing motion coming to the plate.
How did he look?
Oh, he did great. But
he pitched great. Yeah. I worry about the home run ball.
Here's the thing, and I said this at the beginning of the season or early on when you could see the Dodgers were coming together with the rotation. It's the first year where he's not shouldering the burden for the whole rotation.
Right.
Because he does have Ryu and he does have these other arms.
I love Bueller.
Everyone loves Bueller, ooh, but Ryu's been filthy.
Yeah, right.
So Bueller. Now there may be situations where, and granted with their record, they'll start at home. They'll start Kershaw at home. They may not pitch him on the road.
Uh-huh.
He has a tendency not to do so well on the road, especially in the postseason, giving up the long ball depending on what ballpark they're playing in. You know, but it'll be interesting to see how Dave Roberts manages that.
And I love Justin Turner, man. He's my favorite Dodger.
Dr. Redbeard?
God, I love him, man. He's an old-fashioned baseball player.
Absolutely. You know? He's a grinder. He reminds me of Pedroia a lot.
Yeah.
Same kind of guy. Doesn't care, grinds it out, will do anything it takes to win.
Love him.
Love those guys.
Want to talk about hockey season starting a little bit?
No.
Golden Knights?
No. I'm wearing my Golden Knights shirt today.
Why would we talk about hockey now, honestly?
Why, let's talk about
we
the Aces.
We haven't even started a regular season.
Let's talk about the
Las Vegas Aces, our WNBA team, who are now down 0-2 to the Mystics.
I'm working with the junior NBA. We've got a six-week season. This is the second week over at the Tartanian Basketball Academy. And these kids are really good. When you watch these high school kids playing, and some of them are, you know, 6'8", and he's like, this kid's 14 years old. I really appreciate it. And Carol Hattar has brought me in. We had a great time at Summer League when we went to the opening and saw Zion play that
Williamson
for the first game, and then the great earthquake of 2019.
That's a memorable night.
It really was totally memorable. And now we've got the Summer Junior League. I predict that NBA, the next franchise we'll get in Las Vegas will be a basketball team.
I hope so.
I think that's the way to go. It'll happen before baseball. I agree.
Yeah. When does basketball season start?
I understand they're building a new stadium if the NBA comes in. They're going to put it on that spot next to the Sahara. And they've already started excavating.
Across the street?
No, right next door. There's a big empty space, yeah, and that's the rumor that I've been hearing is that if the NBA comes in.
You're saying the Sahara Hotel?
Yes. On the south side of the Sahara Hotel.
The new Sahara Hotel, formerly
almost like an empty parking lot building is.
No, there's nothing on the lot right now.
Next to their beer park or their beer thing there?
Yes.
I thought there was, okay.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What happened to Cam Newton? I know I'm just jumping.
He calls him Scam Newton.
I told you.
What happened?
I told you. It was from that moment in the Super Bowl
where
he fumbled the ball and ran the other way. It all went downhill. That was his jump the shark.
He has not been the same guy since that Super Bowl loss.
He's more interested in dressing like Little Bo Peep.
His spirit was broken. His psyche was broken.
How many quarterbacks are out now?
It's like when Tyson got knocked out. It was all of his mystique was gone. I loved him as a player, though.
I did.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
This is someone that referred to himself as Superman, though? More like Supergirl.
Did you see the...
Not at all.
Did you see the 60 Minutes piece on Russell Wilson?
No.
What a great guy this guy is.
Yeah.
Amazing. Started a foundation for kids, a soccer team. It's just really heartwarming to see somebody that's got their stuff in the right place.
Yeah, they did a feature on Federer, too, and he does the same thing. And he goes over to South Africa, you know, personally, and works on it. Those guys... Got to respect that.
Jeffrey, who's out? Drew Brees is out.
Drew Brees is out. Roethlisberger's out.
Eli's on the bench.
Is Roethlisberger done?
Yeah.
Like done.
Yeah, I think so. He says no, but he's not coming back from this, and why would he? You know how hard it's going to be to go through all that therapy to come back into the league? He's what, 35, 36 at least? He's already got two rings. I'm pretty sure he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's written his own. And let's be honest, the chemistry on this team is deplorable. What they did week one looked in awful. New England... And you put up a field goal against your conference rival like that. I mean, that right there said to me.
Who else is out?
Cam Newton's out.
Hold on. Yeah.
Who else? Cam Newton's out.
Yeah, Nick Foles is done, and we saw his replacement last night play beautifully.
Sam Darnold's out for the Jets.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, do not sleep on Luke Falk. Luke Falk played at Washington State, set Pac-12 records up and down, that the next year Gardner Minshew came in and broke. So,
listen, for their sake, I hope so, because Le'Veon Bell, they're going to destroy him if they just keep giving him the ball like we saw on Monday night.
Do you think anybody will sign Kaepernick?
No.
And it's too bad.
I think
it's
done. He's 3 years out of the league. He's not going to come back and play quarterback.
Is it 3 years already?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't come back and play quarterback after
that period. What do you think about Daniel Jones?
I'm excited to see that. You know, they got to do something.
Listen, there was a lot of questions about him when the Giants moved up and took him as early as they did.
Yeah.
he's still going to be playing in the same offensive system that Eli was playing in, which looked terrible to begin with. I don't know what receivers he's throwing to, and obviously he has a beast in Saquon in the backfield. Evan Ingram's a great tight end, and hopefully he uses him as a security blanket, because I love this kid, big body, big hands, but where, I mean, someone said to me the other day, you know, I lived in New York for 14 years. I was talking to a buddy. He says it's week three of the NFL, and no one in New York has anything to watch for football.
Yeah.
It's sad. Yeah. It's sad that these two organizations have fallen that far.
We're going to get more into Sunday and certainly talk about Monday Night Football. Our guest,
Monday
Clint Holmes.
That's
Monday
when
night,
the season Monday starts. Football. Monday night.
October 25th at Green Valley Ranch. You can see our friend Clint Holmes, superfan Tom White's in studio, and, of course, Jeffrey with a G. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Taking a short commercial break. Come on back.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you finance if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling. Ballers welcome. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at LasVegasAutoSales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
A Las Vegas Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service, and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey, football fans, Jonathan Scott here, inviting you to join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at 4 p.m. for a live pregame podcast party at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango. The Porchlight Grill is an upscale tavern and non-smoking restaurant serving homemade food with 99% of the menu made from scratch, high-definition TVs, oversized couches, and it's neatly tucked away in the shopping center on Desert Inn in Durango. Porchlight Grill's friendly bartenders serve local brews on tap and a wide variety of comfort food and drink with plenty of action on 15 multi-denominational video games. Enjoy Monday Night Football with me, Jonathan Scott, and our crew of comedians, performers, athletes, and celebrities at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango, Monday's pregame podcast party. Porchlight Grill, an upscale Las Vegas tavern.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game, in studio with one of my friends and male vocalist, two-time Grammy Award winner, Clint Holmes.
Wow.
And a Redskin, and a Redskin fan.
Yeah, I am a Redskins fan, and don't
and
make
super
fun
fan.
Of me.
I know you are, and we're going to hear why. Tom White. Tom, what was the name of the book you wrote?
Justice Rules by Thomas White, available on Amazon.
And of course, co-host Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. And we're celebrating alien stock and storming Area 51. I am, anyway.
You're celebrating
it? I'm celebrating it because I love beef jerky. I love that alien beef jerky and alien tequila and all
you're
things.
You're not going out there, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I, you know what? I won't go to any. I don't like being around crowds. So
I don't like people.
I don't like people.
Isn't that
I don't
a thing?
Like people.
I used to be a people person, but then people ruined it for me.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Seinfeld. Remember Elaine? She had that shirt that said "People, they're the worst."
It's people, they're the worst. Clinton Holmes, why did you become a Redskins fan?
Long story short, I started my career in D.C. I was in the Army there, and then I got out of the Army and stayed in D.C. for 10 years. Had my hit record. My name is Michael. Was while I was in D.C. And because I was a big fish in a small pond entertainment-wise, all the ballplayers used to come see me sing. Oh. And I sang the national anthem often. I sat on the bench with the guys, you know, and Larry Brown and Roy Jefferson were good friends, and Kilmer. And it was that era, George Allen era. Yeah. I went to every Super Bowl except the one that Marcus Allen run. Been to every Redskins Super Bowl. So I'll always be a Redskins fan.
And I'll always be a Bears fan.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Redskins lead against the Bears 26-23-1 overall and maintain a 4-3 advantage in postseason play.
Lifetime series, the Skins.
Why? Those great Redskins teams from the 70s and 80s?
I think of
they
all
probably moved 10, 15 games just in those two decades.
Yeah, yeah.
Washington
Boy, that was fun.
Won seven in a row dating back to the 2004 season. Two teams last met in 2016 at Soldier Field. Not Soldiers, but Soldier Field. When the Redskins beat the Bears 41-21 behind five interceptions from Washington secondary and two Chris Thompson touchdowns. In losses to division foes Philadelphia and Dallas, the Redskins have allowed an average of 31.5 points, 445 yards, both of which are bottom three in the NFL. They're 31st in the league in rushing yards, allowed 336 yards, have given up three receiving touchdowns of more than 50 yards. They're 0-2 for the first time since 2016, and the defense is largely to blame. Secondary is going to have a chance to get back on track Monday night against a struggling Chicago passing offense, which ranks 28th in the NFL with 164 yards per game. Its quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, has an abysmal total quarterback rating of 28.2. He's been intercepted once and has yet to throw a touchdown. Around him, the Bears' weapons do not compare to those of the Cowboys and Eagles. And Monday night, it's going to be a shootout. And Jeffrey,
it's
with
gonna
a G.
It's going to be a shootout?
Well, you've been taking the under on everything. What's the over and under on the game is 41. Are you going to take the under?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who's scoring in that game?
Yeah.
Answer me that. Who is scoring in
what's
that game? 41.
My favorite thing about the Bears is that they now have Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Even more of a reason to go under. He's a defensive player.
I like
player.
To say Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
So when in the 80s, I lived in New Jersey, and I was trying to get my kids to be football fans, A, and Redskins fans, B, or maybe the reverse.
Your daughter Brittany was watching.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brittany is the only sports fan. Okay, so I took my son Brent, my oldest son, we took a train from New Jersey to D.C. to go Redskins Cowboys game, right? And I'm telling him all the way there what the rivalry and the,
how about
the
them
players
Cowboys?
And all that stuff, right? So we get off the train really early, and we go to the hotel, and we're going to have breakfast at the hotel. And I'm telling him about all the things I know, and he says to me, "That's the quarterback for the Cowboys." I go, "What? What are you talking about?" And I look over, and it's Troy Aikman is in the hotel. And I'm telling my kid, "Oh, well, there's this guy, and there's that guy." And he says,
"Hey, Dad, look, it's number nine.
That's Troy Aikman right there, Dad." Right. So, Jeffrey with the G, line one. Who do you like? Bears, Skins.
Under.
You're just taking the under. You're under. Kara wins.
So for me, I can't bet this game. Why? Bears are on the road, and they can't score. It's a primetime game in Washington. They're going to be fired up for the fans, and the Bears are favored by 4 on the road. If I had to bet it, I might just take Washington at home plus the 4, and the Bears win by a field goal. But I would take under 41 because I don't see anyone scoring in this game. You know, listen, primetime unders, 3 weeks straight, you saw it.
I know.
Last night, 20-7, the Jets game on Monday night, the previous, we've been watching this now for a week and a half.
Tom White.
I didn't realize that Trubisky was having such a miserable season, to be perfectly honest.
Deer in headlights.
And it brings up a point that we were discussing previously about the quarterbacks and the expectations coming in. You know, we had great expectations for the Steelers coming in, and they've been the antithesis of what we thought they were going to be. Trubisky.
They are who we thought they weren't.
They are who we thought they weren't. Trubisky is a big disappointment at this point in time. And, you know, I don't know what's going on there. Mariota is another one who's a big disappointment.
Yeah,
I can't believe that they haven't put Tannehill in yet. I think he's a better quarterback to start with. And
not if he has Dolphin fans.
Well, I've never understood that. Every time I've ever seen him play live, he has been terrific. And it's three or four times, yes.
Maybe.
Okay, he just hasn't stayed healthy enough to, you know, to get any kind of rhythm going.
And Case Keenum has played pretty decently for the Redskins.
I like Case Keenum a lot, I have to tell you. Yeah. And he's gotten a bad rap as well. It's just these guys come in, and for some whatever reason, their reputation is such that they're not really a starter, so they can't really play. And now, and poor Case is on his third team in 3 years. He went 13-3, was it, with the Vikings?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
correct.
And then they make a change to Kirk Cousins, who's not anywhere near as productive.
What a disappointment.
As Keenum was in Minnesota.
Not for me. Not for me. I'm very happy with the way Kirk Cousins is playing because he left us. I think I like that part of the Redskins right now. I like the way Case Keenum is playing. I like they're going to let.
I think he's a really solid quarterback.
The Redskins is in their running game, right? They lost their starting running back, and now it's up.
He's
to
coming back.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Geis is coming back.
Yeah, but when?
I don't know.
No one does. Yeah. That's the problem, and that's been his story since day one.
The rumor that lives in Charger land is that we have a situation on our offensive line, and where our starting left tackle is out with blood clots and probably not coming back.
Who's that?
Russell Okun.
Okay.
And we're having some issues on our offensive line. The Redskins
have an
issue.
How about issues with your quarterback?
The Redskins have an issue at running back right now, and we have an extra running back, and you have an extra left tackle.
Oh, yes. I remember you proposed this.
And I'm waiting to see. I haven't heard anything official. These are all just the rumors.
You want to ship Melvin Gordon to the Redskins and grab their left tackle.
Trent Williams back, you know, to the Chargers. Because I don't think Trent Williams is coming back. He is morally offended by whatever the Redskins did to him. And he's not going to play for them again.
That's too bad because he's a great player.
And Melvin Gordon is sitting out. And if the Redskins were to move Williams' salary off of their books, they could afford to pay Melvin Gordon.
And just remember, the longer that Melvin sits out, he's not in game shape. And granted, don't get me wrong, his body's not taking the punishment either. So there's other side of the coin.
You have that on both sides.
How's your offensive line in Washington if you lose this guy?
Yeah, right.
So now does Melvin say, I'm going to go in there and get my butt, you know, the crap beat out of me every week in that NFC East with the, you know, the Giants and the Cowboys and you know,
and the Eagles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that'd be interesting, though. Obviously, it's filling a need for both, and salary-wise, it seems to work.
He'll do it for the money. Apparently, that's what he's holding out for.
Yeah.
You know, and he's on the Le'Veon Bell path at this point in time, where it's just going to cost him millions and millions of dollars that he'll never recover.
Tom, who are you going to take, Bears or Redskins?
I'm going to go with the Redskins.
+4?
Yeah.
Over or under 41?
I don't bet.
And I'm going under.
Well, Jeffrey's convinced me to take the under on almost every game.
No. I got two overs I'm taking.
So explain to me, when you go, do you go to the casino, a particular casino?
He doesn't. He bets on his phone.
You bet on your phone.
I can't do that because I have no self-control. If I have money on the phone, I'm going to spend every dollar on it. I've tried it. It doesn't work for me. I have to go into the sports book.
Yeah, I've got it on my phone as well.
Yeah, I can't do that. It doesn't work for me.
What happens to the Saints rest of the year?
Good question, because
no Drew Brees.
Yeah. No Drew Brees. And I have a lot of faith in Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take a little while to get his feet back under him because he hasn't started in so long. You know, and after that devastating injury in Minnesota, he's been back and he's a good quarterback. So
listen, you have
tell.
Weapons like Alvin Kamara. You've got Michael Thomas. You have the weapons there. You have a good running game where Bridgewater's not going to have to shoulder the load for the entire offense. And the Saints have a good defense that should keep them in a lot of games. This weekend, though, they happen to have...
They're playing the Seahawks.
They're going to Seattle, which we all know is a very
a brutal run for them. Going to L.A., going to the Rams, and then to Seattle back-to-back.
Seahawks are favored by 4. Over and under is 45.
44.5 currently. And I love the over in this game. Why?
Right.
I love the way Seattle's playing right now. Even though the Saints have a good defense, it's not the same difference as when they play on the turf under the dome. Now they're going to be outside in the elements of Seattle with the 12th man. I think Russell goes off on this team right now. I think they could have some issues, and I really like Seattle -4.5.
Well, let's start up at the top. Let's talk with about the Broncos at Lambeau against Green Bay Packers. Packers favored by 7.5 with an over and under 43.
Who thought the Packers would be 2-0 after the first 2 weeks going against Minnesota and the Bears?
And a lot of people thought the Broncos would be presenting much better than they are. And I don't think the Joe Flacco thing is going to work for them. I haven't thought it from the beginning. I thought that was a bad choice. I thought they should have kept Keenum, as a matter of fact. And Flacco's just at the end of his career and floundering as he walks out the door. I watch him play, and it's like he doesn't even care that he's there. I see nothing in his eyes or nothing in his demeanor that says, I'm out here to win football games.
Well, you remember right after the Super Bowl, he signed that monster contract, and right from that moment, downhill. Uh-huh. You know, did he just get his money and go to sleep? I don't know. But that's a tough place for him to play, first of all, in the altitude of Denver for the home games.
Yep.
Now you're going into Lambeau.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
There's no frozen tundra in the middle of September, but...
Yeah, but you got to say it that way.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'll tell you right now. I'll take the under in this game.
I'll tell you, the best away trip we ever took was to Green Bay. And it was in September. It was 80 degrees. Yeah. It was alumni weekend, so all the Lombardi players were in town. Uh-huh. And the town's only 20,000 people, so you're just walking in the bars, and you know Bart Starr's sitting there, and Max McGee's sitting there. It was it was great. The only thing we didn't bring to the frozen tundra was sunscreen. So it was a great weekend. And the tour, going through the stadium.
Ridiculous,
and seeing,
right?
Oh, my God.
Well, as a Bears fan, I have only one thing to say, which is Packers suck. Just have to, again, that's part of the rules of being in Chicago.
I understand, but as a football fan, walking through that and experiencing that was just terrific. Yeah.
But let me ask you something. Look what we've seen from the Packers so far. They didn't look so great against the Bears. They didn't look so great.
It was a horrible game.
It was a horrible game. They didn't look, and it was the opening game of the season.
How many more seasons does Aaron Rodgers have?
He's fine.
Got a couple.
At least five, I would say. But he didn't look so great against the Vikings, and that's a very good defense. He's not using his weapons. I haven't seen anything out of Devontae Adams. I haven't seen anything out of Geronimo Allison. You know, a new coach this year, and it still seems to be like the same old Packers.
Except they're 2-0 and on a roll.
They're 2-0, but they look like garbage.
And beating Minnesota was not insignificant. I mean,
I agree.
That was
in Minnesota, right?
Yes, I think it was.
I think it was, too.
The Bears game, absolutely. Well, we talked about that. The first quarter, they were minus 12 yards.
Correct.
And then Aaron Rodgers became Aaron Rodgers, and that was the game.
And the Bears secondary fell asleep.
And then coming into Minnesota, going into that Minnesota team and beating them, and they beat them substantially.
The final was 20-16, and that's only because Minnesota came back with a late touchdown. But they really took it to them early. I mean,
and it takes a little while to get your feet under you. This is game. Like they said, September is the new August.
Well, you know, Bears broke
as far as players playing is going.
-2.5. It killed me on a 14 parlay.
Oh, yeah. And who'd they play last week? Denver.
Yeah.
And how'd that game work out?
Terrible.
16-14.
Oh, yeah.
Under.
Yeah. And they won by 2. Denver's got a 2.5 defense. That I needed.
Denver's got a great defense. They can't score a Flacco. And I'm not convinced that Aaron Rodgers and this team is clicking enough well in offense that they're going to put up, 30 points at home. Under 43, Packers.
That's our co-host, Jeffrey with a G-Line one. Go ahead.
Watch,
also,
it's going to be 30-3
Super fan
three,
Tom
Green
White
Bay.
And two-time Grammy Award-nominated vocalist Clint Holmes in studio. We're going to take another quick. We're not going to take another. We're going to fill 2 more minutes? I got 2 minutes. Okay.
Let's do two minutes,
let's
baby.
Let's do the next. Lions are playing the Eagles in Philly. -6. Eagles are favored by 6, over and under 45. Jeffrey with a G.
I don't know. I mean, it's funny. I watched Detroit at home last week against the Chargers, and I thought they were just terrible the week before. I'm still not a huge fan of Matt Patricia, the Patriots' old defensive coordinator. I don't know if he's got it going on. I mean, Matthew Stafford, he's a guy that's been there for 10 years, big arm, but doesn't seem to have the players around him that he used to really win. And now he's coming out of the dome, going on the road in Philadelphia against a very talented team, although I don't know what I'm getting out of Wentz either these days after I've seen him in his first two divisional games. He looked kind of slow in week one against the Redskins when they fell behind 17-0 and made that crazy comeback.
Who do you like?
I got to take the Eagles.
-6.
I wouldn't take it, but I'll take the Eagles. I'll give you my three play.
By the way, a whole other segment. We're out of time.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm confused.
When he said 2 minutes, I thought he meant for the show.
He did mean for the show.
He did.
How do you mean for the whole?
We
had another
most,
segment. It went so fast.
We didn't get to the most interesting game of the week.
What's
the
that?
Ravens-Chiefs.
Correct. I'll take over 52 in the Ravens-Chiefs game. I'll take Buffalo minus six. I'll take over 43 in the Pittsburgh game.
I want to thank our friend Clint Holmes appearing October
25
at Green Valley Ranch. Tom White, Jeffrey with a G, like us and share us and like us. We're on iHeart, iTunes. Thank you, Bob Machado, for being board operator again
you
today.
Serious? That's
if you
the
see,
show?
If you see aliens, you buy them a drink. Jonathan Scott saying, be nice to each other, eat well, and party hard, my friends. Peace.
And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?